It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Pregame Show, powered by the all-new Dunkin' Cold Brew with sweet cold foam. Butch, as you get set to take on the Capitals here tonight, you had a couple guys in your lineup that played big roles, especially last game, that got into the lineup for the first time in a while with Kevin Miller and then with Jeremy Swayman first start. If you look at Kevin Miller's game, how would you evaluate the way that he played there against Philly?
Typical Kevin Miller. He was hard, difficult to play against, played physical, moved the puck clean. Nothing flashy with Kevin, just good first options, you know, and stayed out of trouble defensively. Handled his one-on-ones fine. His gaps were good, so good to see him back in the mix. And then Swayman, obviously very athletic, competitive, got out and challenged a lot. Both goals, really had no chance. So gave us a real good start, obviously, with the amount of shots, but controlled his rebounds well. Was out to play the puck when he should have. So really nothing to pick at in that regard. And we didn't know. We knew he was a good goalie coming out. Obviously, great career at Maine. Was playing well in Providence, but you never know how it's going to play out. So the first look was obviously terrific, and he'll get another chance tonight.
When I know you like to have, you leave it to the goalie people, right? Goalie Bob takes care of a lot of that. What was his evaluation in terms of, okay, what can he maybe do a little bit better? And you already mentioned some of the things he did very well.
I didn't get into all that with him because that'll be the discussion Bob will have, because honestly, the technique part of it is, as you said, that falls under the goalie people. For me, it's, is he recovering well? Is he out of position on the second shot? Is he active or too busy around the net over sliding? Those are the things, the eye tests that I notice, that sometimes the goalies are in control. And Tuukka's always been terrific at that. It almost makes it look easy. That's when you know a goalie has solid technique. And then I also watch for, are they outplaying pucks? Are they invested in the game? Are they moving it? And he's talking. And like I said, he's a very involved goaltender in terms of talking to on the ice. So I think that can help the D.
He seems to be, in my eyes, he looked aggressive, you know, so he'd come out, cut down angles and things like that. So when teams start to get a book on him, if you have a goaltender that's aggressive, kind of like that, that comes out past the top of the blue paint, what are you guys looking to do?
Well, maybe you're shooting with your head up. You take the extra step on a bad angle shot sometimes. You're shooting for it maybe off the pad rebound because it'll be tough for him to recover if he's too far out. Things like that. But at the end of the day, the players have to recognize that and try to get him to change his angle. If he's out too far, that's why he's coming out, because he wants to show you nothing. And so you're going to have to find a way sometimes, either inside cut yourself into the middle of the ice if it's available to get him moving. That opens up the five hole. We were able to put a few through there, through like Marshy's goal. I know it's in tight, but that's a good example of getting a goalie to move, get him off his spot, and then find the holes when he's moving. So I think teams would start doing that. It might bump him a little bit too if he's out too far. Get there before he can get there, so to speak, and position-wise, to limit his ability to get out. But at the end of the day, it's early for him. Teams will obviously start accumulating stuff on him, but right now he's a bit of an unknown and played really well for us.
Busy week for you guys continues here tonight against the Capitals. You guys have had some good games against them so far this season. What has been, how would you describe some of those games?
Well, we were never out of it up here. We stayed with it and had good third periods. I thought we had a good, really good start the first game in here. I think it was the second game, not so much. So I want to make sure lately we haven't had the starts we want. We're a little bit hesitant, tentative, I guess. Let's make sure we're going and try to push the pace. The home games, I thought the second one, obviously a lot of emotion with the Carlo hit by Wilson. So I think it brought out the best in us and certainly got our attention. And I think from there we were really good and finished some nice plays. So I guess that's the other part of it. We've scored some goals against this team. Not the 1-1 tie at home, we lost the shootout, but the other ones we've been able to create some offense and finish.
Lastly for you, on their power play with Ovechkin there on the elbow getting the one-timers, but he seems to score a lot of the goals at 5-on-5 this year as opposed to the 5-on-4. How will you try to deny him the puck over in that area?
Yeah, they haven't got many power play opportunities. They're a little bit like us. They're down the lower part of the league drawing penalties, so that sure limits the danger that he can inflict on you. But for us, it's that forward has to leak out to him right away, deny the pass from the top. And if he starts getting down by the goalpost down low, which is an adjustment they make, then you got to be careful about Oshie and the bumper. And that's where there's a kind of a pass off to the D has to be responsible for the diagonal pass to Ovechkin when he's that low. And then the forward will rotate out to the bumper, you know, where Oshie is, because he's equally as dangerous when those pucks come in there. So you have to make that switch at the right time. Things happen fast. So that's where our forward and D on the back side away from the puck are going to have to be sharp tonight.
Thanks, Bruce. We appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Capitals are next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.